News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it was good meeting Tommy yesterday. Got pictures going up on our Facebook page of that. We'll get more details coming up. 36 now as we get started on this Wednesday. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after Kane's check of traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, light traffic so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are going to be with us throughout the morning. But the good news is a couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots pretty quick. Steady ride so far coming in from the Eastern Shore with no major backups or delays. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Get pre-qualified online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the author of Old Mobile Restaurants comes a new book, Old Mobile Trivia, a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that'll look great on your coffee table and offer hours of reading enjoyment. It's just like the title says, trivia, facts, and stories about Mobile, with more than 300 questions and answers and loaded with photographs that illustrate and enhance many of the trivia topics. Old Mobile Trivia is a delightful book that'll also serve as a game that your family and friends will love to play. Topics for questions and answers range from Hank Aaron to Linda Zogby, from astronaut to Wet Willie, from Airbus to the Wright Brothers, and from architecture to Rag Swamp. The more you learn about Mobile, the more you'll want to learn. Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Available at the Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Galleries, Five Gold Monkeys, Southern Art and Framing, Page and Palette, Cotton City Antiques, and online at oldmobilerestaurants.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, so let me scratch Caesar salad off the menu for Thanksgiving. No Caesar salad. All right. 608 FM Talk 106.5. It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of Mobile Mornings. You know, why don't we have more of a discussion? You know, Christmas Eve, we have a whole discussion. Christmas Eve, holiday. Thanksgiving Eve gets nothing.
It doesn't get any props.
That's right. I'm trying to, maybe I'll hashtag that and make that trend to Thanksgiving Eve Day. We'll talk more about what's going on for closures around the area and, of course, how you can give back as you have a lot of opportunities to help out those in need in our community on this Thanksgiving Eve, or better yet, doing it on Thanksgiving Day. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right. Good morning. If you had to vote in the 2020 election today and President Donald Trump was on the ballot, survey says he would likely easily win the Republican nomination in the upcoming presidential race. According to a new poll just released by Hill.tv, American Barometer, of 1,001 registered Republican voters, Mr. Trump would snag 67% of the vote versus all potential GOP contenders if that vote was held today. The closest in second place would be Wisconsin Republican, Representative Paul Ryan, who only managed to poll 20% to the president's 67%. Mitt Romney would come in third. He polled at 19%. Also, then there's Ohio Governor John Kasich. He garnered 14%. And Jeff Flake, the outgoing Arizona senator, only got 9%. If you're wondering about U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse? Is that
Sasse? Sasse,
thank you.
Yeah,
they came in respectively and respectfully, 13% and 8%. But those numbers they're not so hot when it's compared to right now our POTUS. So the poll was conducted November 16th through the 17th. just after the midterm election. So very interesting numbers there for all involved. Across the bay, a mother and daughter duo arrested and charged. Both are accused of selling crack cocaine very close to a school. 57-year-old Vera James and her daughter, 36-year-old Victoria James, were both charged with the distribution of a controlled substance and selling drugs from a home near Magnolia School in Foley. As for Vera, she was granted a $140,000 bond. She was arrested Saturday, and her daughter was taken into custody 2 days later. That daughter was granted a $60,000 bond. Both women are right now being held at the Baldwin County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Announcing Robert Stell Power Equipment's 4th Annual Black Friday Sale featuring Husqvarna. Visit Robert Stell Power Equipment for their Black Friday Sale November 23rd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see Husqvarna's full line of lawn and garden equipment, like Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, making it the ultimate Christmas gift for any busy homeowner. Plus, take 20% off fleet deals on select Husqvarna commercial equipment. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, and Robert Stell Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year on Husqvarna products during Robert Stell Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Husqvarna, ready when you are at Robert Stell Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or visit them online at robertstellpower.com.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700, or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating a deadly fire in Citronelle. It happened on Robert Walker Road early Tuesday morning. A woman was found dead inside a burned-out mobile home. Her name has not been released. Friends of the woman say she had two dogs. One of them believed to have died in the fire. The other was badly burned and was taken to a vet by animal control officers for treatment. Investigators are not ruling out foul play as the cause of that fire. Foley police are investigating a stabbing. Last night, they were called to the Winn-Dixie on South McKenzie Street. They found a woman in a parking lot suffering from a stab wound. Police don't believe she was attacked or that whatever happened to her happened at the Winn-Dixie. After being taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center for treatment, the woman was life-flighted to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. No word on her condition. And an argument over a credit card led to a stabbing in Escambia County. It happened last night at the Sable Palm Mobile Home Park on Patricia Drive. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect described as a heavyset black woman. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Why did you drag me up in the woods?
We're staying at the hunting camp this weekend.
Your husband's place.
Why not?
Because you're not allowed up here?
Nonsense. I'm having the entire property decorated for the season.
You don't decorate a hunting camp. What is all this?
I hired a few people. That's why everything's insured with Jack Green. He covers auto, home, life, business, and hunting camps. And Jack Green saved us a ton of money.
With which you purchased?
Scented candles for the porch.
This is so wrong.
Had to. It smells like wildlife tinkle out here.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency.
344-5393. Jolene, just look at this awful orange hat Reinhold bought me.
He's just trying to keep you safe.
Orange is not one of my best colors.
You have to wear it for safety right now.
I don't like the way...
Just put it on.
I don't like the way it looks.
You have to be difficult.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Just ask for Jack.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As the regular season winds down, the College Football Playoff Committee released the next to last set of playoff rankings before the postseason, and the top 10 teams remain mostly unchanged from last weekend. Number 1, Alabama. Number 2, Clemson. Number 3, Notre Dame. And number 4, Michigan all maintained their spots in the rankings. So if the season ended today, the committee would have Alabama and Michigan in one semifinal game and Clemson versus Notre Dame in the other semifinal. The first two teams outside of the playoff are the Georgia Bulldogs at number 5 and the Oklahoma Sooners at number 6. LSU is ranked 7th, followed by Washington State at 8. The UCF Golden Knights soundly beat a Cincinnati team that was in the rankings just last week, and that was enough for them to jump one spot ahead of number 10 Ohio State. Number 9 in the rankings is the highest spot by a group of 5 member in the history of the College Football Playoff.
As for the rest of the SEC, Florida is ranked 11th, Kentucky 15th, Mississippi State climbed three spots to number 18, and Texas A&M hopped back into the top 25. They're ranked number 22 on this week's poll after beating UAB at home. There will be one more college football playoff rankings released before Selection Day. They'll do that on December 2nd, the day after conference championship weekend. Future Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre announced his retirement Tuesday morning. Beltre played 21 seasons, mostly with the LA Dodgers, the Seattle Mariners, and the Texas Rangers. He also had one season with the Boston Red Sox. The 39-year-old finishes with 3,166 hits. That's tops among third basemen in MLB history. He also had 477 career home runs. Beltre was a five-time Gold Glove winner, four-time Silver Slugger, and a four-time All-Star. The Auburn Tigers basketball team is in Hawaii for the Maui Invitational, and last night they got a shot at the top team in the land, but the number 8 ranked squad from Alabama could not take down number 1 Duke, losing 78-72 in the second round of the Maui tournament. Duke's RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish scored 18 points each, and the Tigers started off extremely cold on offense, but they clawed back, trimming a 17-point deficit to 61-56 in the second half. Jared Harper had 22 points and Bryce Brown had 16 for Auburn, but Auburn only 11 of 32 from behind the arc. Auburn will face the loser of the number 3 Gonzaga-Arizona game. That took place later last night. I believe Gonzaga won that one. So Auburn will take on Gonzaga tonight. Auburn will take on Arizona tonight. I apologize. And Duke will play Gonzaga for a chance at an unprecedented 6th Maui Invitational title. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, which means there's great food, but also plenty of sports to watch on TV. There are 3 NFL games. At 11:30, the Detroit Lions host the NFC North leading Chicago Bears. Chicago favored by 3. That game will air on Fox. Then at 3:30, the Dallas Cowboys host the Washington Redskins. That game will also air on Fox. And Dallas favored by 7.5 points in that game. Then tomorrow night, a rare Thanksgiving game in New Orleans. The Saints will host the Atlanta Falcons and attempt to improve their record to 10-1 this season. Saints are favored by 13 points, and that game is set to air on NBC. There's one SEC game tomorrow night. The Egg Bowl is in Oxford this year when Ole Miss hosts number 18-ranked Mississippi State. The Bulldogs are favored to win by 10.5. Then on Friday, maybe after you get out and shop some, or if you're just getting out of bed to reheat some leftovers, think about checking out the Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson one-on-one pay-per-view golf match.
Okay.
The head-to-head battle will begin Friday at 2 p.m. from Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas. The pay-per-view costs $20, and the winner will get $9 million, while the loser gets Zippo. Nothing. And there's going to be plenty of side bets. They're actually already making some side bets, and those come from the players' own funds. Those proceeds go to charity, so that's really cool. Yesterday, in a press conference to promote the event, Mickelson bet Tiger $100,000 that Mickelson would birdie the first hole. And, I'll just play the exchange for you right here.
I believe, in fact, I'm willing to risk $100,000 that says I birdie the first hole. So that's how good I feel heading into this match. You don't have to take it. Take it at all. But I'm going to throw that out there.
Hold on. So you think you can make birdie on the first hole?
I know I'm going to make birdie on the first hole.
Double it.
Did you see how I baited him like that?
Yes. So Tiger not only took the bet, but doubled it to $200,000. That should be really fun and interesting. Once again, that's Friday at 2 p.m. on pay-per-view.
And you know what's great about that? What's so fantastic? It's when guys like Phil and Tiger endear themselves to regular folks like me. When they talk, it's just regular people talk, you know. Yeah. They're competing for $9 million, and they're making side bets for more than most Americans make in a year. Yeah. They're just like every man.
That's called swagger.
You know? Uh-huh. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, they're every man. They're
right.
Just regular people.
But you know what they may do? They may take that, if neither hits it, they may donate that to charity.
They are. It's all going to charity anyway. All of the side bets will be going to charity. But it's still. Well, Phil Mickelson, he puts his shoes on just like you and me, and then he hops in his private jet that he's owned for several years.
He puts his shoes on, his gold-plated shoes on, just like anybody else.
That's right. Just regular guys like you and me.
Normal folks.
Check out a couple regular guys playing golf Friday at 2 p.m. on pay-per-view. I'm Dalton Ulrich. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'll bet you $100,000. I'll double that. Yeah, that's just kind of normal golf course talk there, yeah.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
All right, 622 FM Talk 1065, and I bet you that happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody. 623, time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
All righty, gentlemen, thank you very much. A routine shopping trip nearly turns into a kidnapping of a small child at a Pensacola dollar store on Tuesday just before 12:30. Authorities say a mom and her young son were shopping in that store in the toy aisle when a woman went up to the child, getting him to come closer to her by using stuffed animals. Pensacola police say that woman then tried to grab, I should say that woman then grabbed the child by the arm and tried to walk out of the store with him. But that very alert mom saw what was happening. She grabbed her child back from that woman and called 911. The suspect ran onto T Street, where she was caught about a block and a half away from the store. She's been identified as 37-year-old Chavoyer Monet English. She is now charged with attempted kidnapping in this incident. You know, you will never, ever, ever, never, ever hear anyone say pass the E. coli. Not on this Thanksgiving or any other Thanksgiving thereafter.
He likes it. Merle likes it.
Romaine lettuce back in the news. There's a new E. coli outbreak you need to know about, as 32 people have been sickened in 11 states. The Food and Drug Administration says they are right now working with officials over in Canada, where people are also being warned to stay away from the romaine lettuce. This is a different strain from that was reported earlier this year, but it appears to be similar to a recall from last year. The FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the agency does not yet have enough information to request suppliers to issue a recall, but he says suppliers can help by withdrawing romaine products until the contamination can be identified. Good news, no deaths have been reported. The last illness was reported October the 31st. Most E. coli bacteria are not harmful, but some do produce toxins, which can cause severe illness. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. You know, when that last recall came out, I alerted the children, so they already know, all three know, when we're grocery shopping,
to not only stay away from the romaine lettuce, but anything that has romaine mixed in, because there's a number of mixed salads that you can get that have the various, you know, they have the spinach, they have the kale, all types
of
greens.
This is very bad for the Caesar salad, big Caesar salad out there, the big Caesar salad industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad news for them. You think the market was bad yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see whoever makes like the Newman's Caesar salad dressing or whatever. If I'm in the business, those Caesar salad to-go kits and all that stuff, maybe I'm showing the fact that I obsess a little on Caesar salad. I do love it. Any of those, it's tough times. You can get no romaine. You got no need for the expensive croutons, do you?
You know what you can do? You can switch over to the spinach side of the house, and you can use some balsamic vinaigrette and a little bit of olive oil. You are game. And you've got less calories. So that means you can give more calories to the turkey and the ham.
I don't.
And the macaroni and cheese.
Can we go ahead? I guess I've said this in the past, but this is really for me, just giving you information, make myself feel better about being open and transparent.
Yes.
While I do love wild turkey, both the...
I was going to ask.
Right.
86 and the 101. Uh-huh. But I also love the wild turkeys here in Alabama that we hunt and cook. Domestic turkey... Not my favorite thing.
Hmm.
As meats go, if I'm sitting there, I can go chicken or I can go turkey, I go chicken.
Mm-hmm.
If I can go beef or I can go turkey, I go beef. If I can go ham, I go ham than turkey.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you eat it.
I'm with you.
But you got to put some gravy on it.
Do all this stuff. Like,
but if you got to,
No. Ugh. No.
What am I going to do with you? I don't know.
I'm okay way over here. Listen, turkey is good for the first day. Like, yeah. And then I'm okay.
I don't know. I make turkey sandwiches.
Turkey sandwiches
weeks.
The next day taste better to me than the first day, but it's just not. Like, we eat it for Thanksgiving, and I love our traditions and all that, and I get it, and I'll eat some tomorrow, and that's all great. But if you were at another meal, if it wasn't a special, and you said, hey, honey, we can have turkey or we can have roast beef. Or we have turkey or we can have chicken.
Oh.
How many people say, oh, yeah, let's cook up a big dry turkey.
I'd pick turkey over roast beef.
I really don't know what to do with you.
You don't worry about it. I know what to do with me.
I'm right there with you on that one, Kelly.
I don't know. Really?
Oh, yeah. Turkey over roast beef for sure.
But ham over turkey.
I mean, I like all the meats.
What the heck is wrong with
y'all? Ham over turkey. And then you use that ham bone and you make up a nice soup.
Split pea soup?
No, I like not split pea.
Oh, see, okay, we're going to have to go to the news break because I can't even deal with the people I work with. By the way, I have a story on the way for parents out there.
The feeling is mutual.
Good. I'll stay right over here with my roast beef. A story about taking a child to the dentist, all right? Yes. If you've ever dealt with this before, the children do not want to go to the dentist. One mother in Pennsylvania said, you're going. I don't care if you're on the hood of the car or not.
Good.
Give you details on that coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The body of a shrimp boat captain has been recovered. Taiban Lee fell overboard yesterday from a boat off Dauphin Island. The Coast Guard says one of their boats recovered the body of a man matching his description. Lee was reported missing Tuesday morning north of Dauphin Island and recovered about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The Mobile County coroner will perform an autopsy to determine how Lee died. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office has arrested a young man accused of stealing donations from a Navarre restaurant. 18-year-old Marvin Bryant, a student at Navarre High, is accused of stealing money from El Patron restaurant. The crime caught on camera. The money in the donation jar was for funeral expenses for a member of the community who recently passed away. Authorities say shortly after the restaurant posted the video online, the Facebook community quickly identified the two suspects. An expensive motorcycle left abandoned. Gulf Shores police need your help finding its owner. A Harley-Davidson Road Glide was found dumped in the Intracoastal Canal. It was covered in muck and the VIN had been blotted out. If you can help, contact Gulf Shores police. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
The Best Tool Roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Best Tool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Best Tool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Best Tool Roadshow November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. Best Tool precision unmatched.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
The death toll in the wildfire north of Sacramento, California has now reached 81, with hundreds of people who were in the path of the blaze still unaccounted for. A second person has died in France amid nationwide protests against fuel tax hikes that have seen hundreds injured and key roads paralyzed by demonstrations. If you're driving now on your Thanksgiving holiday, you probably already know what correspondent Omar Jimenez is going to tell you. It's getting crowded out there.
More than 54 million Americans are expected to go 50 miles or more away from home this holiday. That's almost a 5% increase from last year, and the most in close to 15 years.
Airports are very busy, with FlightAware reporting 174 flight delays right now. Flights departing an hour late at all San Francisco area airports and Memphis International, for example. There is a sign of life on Wall Street in pre-market trading this morning. Following 2 days of steep losses, stock futures are posting moderate gains across the boards ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in Brussels today to attempt to agree on a blueprint of Britain's post-Brexit ties with the European Union, which diplomats say is being held up by disagreements over Gibraltar, fisheries, and trade. All EU leaders are due to meet on Sunday to rubber stamp the Brexit deal, consisting of Britain's withdrawal agreement and an outline of the two sides' new relationship. After Britain exits the EU, the fate of the withdrawal accord is uncertain. Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn will be detained for another 10 days following his arrest on suspicion of falsifying income reports by millions of dollars and misusing company assets for personal gain. The board of Nissan is set to decide this week whether to dismiss Ghosn and the company's representative director, Greg Kelly, who was also arrested on Monday on suspicion of collaborating in the wrongdoing. Crude oil sharply higher this morning, trading at $54.47 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Now Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and let's get that Thanksgiving Eve forecast with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So, cooler by far this morning. It was, it looks like in the 30s, upper 30s here at the studio.
Yeah, it's a really cool old on the Gulf Coast. We've got a big high-pressure system now centered over Arkansas, and it covers our area. It's going to give us a rather nice day today, but temperatures are going to run 7 or 8 degrees below normal. Look for a high today of about 62 degrees. And even though we have a few clouds around this morning, it should become mostly sunny. Tonight, another cool night, getting into the upper 30s, and then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, and temperatures again in the lower 60s, around 62, 63 degrees, so it should be a very, very pleasant day temperature-wise. After that, though, things fall apart on Friday. Low-pressure system will be forming over coastal Texas tomorrow, and it will move into our area on Friday. So Friday will be mostly cloudy with very good chance for showers and possibly some heavier rain late in the day and on into Friday evening. Temperatures on Friday in the mid-60s. Now, that low-pressure system will move out on Saturday. We'll head off to the east, and conditions will rapidly improve early Saturday morning, and we should have mostly sunny skies and actually mild temperatures around 72 degrees for Saturday afternoon. Sunday looked pretty good, although a few showers will be developing in the afternoon, high up around 75 degrees. And then Monday and Tuesday, back to winter weather. The cold front will be moving in Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny, about 62, and then in the 50s, and mostly sunny on Tuesday. So of all the days, as we look through to early next week, the rainiest day will be Friday, and then onto Friday night.
So a good cold rain on Friday.
That's right. If you remember about a week or so ago what it was like, we had a couple of days like that with periods of rain and cool temperatures. So,
all right, we have lost Dr. Bill. I don't know what's happened.
Uh-oh.
Cold rain has got his phone. Hopefully we'll get him back on with us real soon with our forecast for the Iron Bowl as well on Saturday.
I'm surprised you're not going to pull the curtain back, because you know what happened. We asked him during the break, turkey mm-hmm. or ham,
mm-hmm.
and he chose turkey.
And you think I cut him off because of that?
I'm not pointing any giblets at you.
Okay.
But
just say what you're going to say.
Just say, do it. Hey.
638 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident free conditions continue so far this morning. Looking good off of Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport and 65 with no accidents in the roadways on one of the busiest travel days of the year. We look good across the Bayway from Daphne, Malvis, and Loxley. No delays. Thanksgiving at the Battle House Hotel. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet in the Majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30 tomorrow. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Alabama.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The annual Iron Bowl plays out from Tuscaloosa.
Set up, steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown.
Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thanksgiving Day Eve. Yeah, on the way, a story I will entitle, You're Going to the Dentist. I don't care what you try, you're going to the dentist. We'll get to that one coming up in just a little bit. Also, a little bit of change in schedule here because tomorrow, running Fisher House, and running that special, we are not live tomorrow, so we can be with our families on Thanksgiving. But Fisher House, what a great program that's going to be running. We'll tell you more about that charity in the program you'll hear tomorrow. But we're moving some things around because we won't be here. So instead of Captain Bobby joining us on a Thursday for the Fishing Report, he will join us today. So a little over an hour away from Captain Bobby Averscotto in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. 640, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you. Good morning. Hey, let's talk money and emissions today. Yeah, those two usually don't go together. But Regions Financial Corporation has announced their efforts to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions and energy use by 30% within the next 5 years. According to the company's environmental sustainability policy, Regions plans on reaching these goals through energy-efficient lighting and automation controls, HVAC, and mechanical efficiency upgrades, high-performance building envelope upgrades, and real estate portfolio optimization as well. According to figures that they have just released, the company has already reduced their emissions by 45% since 2008 and its energy use by 37% over the same period. So among their mentioned goals to bring their buildings under Energy Star certification, as well as renovate for energy and water efficiency, and increase landfill diversion. These are important facts to know because you want to just not only mind your news headlines, but also your business headlines as well. You know, Santa and his helpers, they need a helping hand. So if you're planning on getting your shipping on, I said shipping, there are important dates you need to know about. Christmas this year is on a Tuesday. So that means you'll want to have your packages delivered no later than Monday, December the 24th. And especially keep our military in mind because obviously those packages have to go a little further. U.S. Post Office says that they are delivering items to people stationed at military bases, and you need to plan ahead to make sure those packages get there on time. So this is the website that is a go-to. It's called blackfriday.com. Keep that in mind. They also tell you which stores offer free shipping. Amazon has free shipping on all orders, no minimum. That started November the 5th. Best Buy has free standard shipping through December 25th. Target has free two-day shipping through December 22nd. So it's just important to know these dates. If you like Kohl's, they have free shipping. It varies, but the deadline for standard shipping is December 17th. Walmart has free shipping with purchases over $35. Priority shipping deadline is December the 21st, but there are rush fees that apply. I would be afraid to see what those rush fees are. Because I mean,
How badly do you want it to get there?
I mean, you only had 364 days to get ready for that actual day. So just letting you know, be mindful of the dates that are, I would say, that are creeping up on you, but they are coming fast and furious. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 642 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, chilly start to your Thanksgiving Eve. 36 now at our studios. Mentioned this dentist story. This is coming out of the Lehigh Valley area, so north of Philly, you know, Scranton, Reading, that part of the state of Pennsylvania. And a 36-year-old mama named Charisse Jones from Bath, Pennsylvania. Okay, parents, hear this because you'll say, so, you know, mostly it would be the rare child that would say, oh boy, today is my day to go to the dentist, right? You don't hear, listen, and we got a lot better dentists today for bedside manner, or let's say seat side manner, you know, and they give lots of toys and try to get the kids hyped up about it, but that only goes so far. It's still the dentist.
They give you a free toothbrush, Sean. I mean, how fun could it be?
Well, toothpaste and floss.
But they also now, like at ours, they give give some, you know, like prizes, so it incentivizes, but once again, only so much. So 36-year-old mama, Charisse Jones, Bath, Pennsylvania. Last week, her 12-year-old son had a dentist appointment, and he did not want to go. He was so against going that he climbed onto the hood of his mom's car because, you know, in kid logic, it's a place mom can't get you. So what did Charisse do? Well, she started driving away anyway. But uh-oh. Instead of going to the dentist, she drove 2 miles to the police station on streets where the speed limit was 40, apparently because she hoped they would help her convince her son to go to the dentist. So there's a lot of stuff going on in this story. When she got there, the cops weren't interested in helping the dentist argument. They were interested in Charisse driving 2 miles with her son on the hood of the car. She was arrested and charged with child endangerment and reckless endangerment. I'm with you. A couple things here. Number one, let's just fine her for a stupid tax. You would take your most valuable human being on planet Earth to a parent, your child, and ride them down the road on the hood of the car like a scene from some cop show.
Like a police academy. What that was from, right? Remember when he lost his eyebrows?
So the kids on the... And the other part is, this shows an issue I have that this mama's first idea was, I can't get the kid to do what I want, so let me go to government in the form of the police department to do this. I'm not even looking over to my left because I know that Mama Bear here in the room would...
Mama Lion
would have,
would have
Mama
roared.
Sleek, elegant lion, not bear, not in a very svelte, would not...
Very Nala-ish.
Would say, yes, would not say, young and sleek, would not say, you know what? Let me see if the police can get you off this hood. Nah, that's not the police's. That's not the job of the police.
First of all,
I knew it. Yes.
She's the mother, right?
Correct,
she's
yes.
the adult.
Yes.
Her brain isn't quite right. If she thought that she would do all this and get to the police station, they'd say, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Right, let us come out. Let's get some other officers."
You're going to the dentist. Kid.
Matter of fact, your Facebook friend of the day. They're not going to proclaim it. No, what they should do is put herself on a hood of a car.
Right.
And double it, just like Tiger Woods, double it. and drive her around, run some lights, and see.
And then check the brakes.
Would she want to go to the dentist?
Check the brakes.
You know, if it's a heart-to-heart, episode, they may be cut.
That's right. I like this kid's resilience, though, because he ended up winning. You know, he won this argument. He ended up not going to the dentist.
Yeah, but at the same time, mom's in jail.
And could have lost his life.
Yeah, so there's that. All right.
Parents,
the kid climbs on the hood, do a move that, I come from country roots and stuff. We call that snatching someone up.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble with whatever group here in Mobile, but that would be a recommended time for the child snatch. You had to just by the back of the arm.
Because the best performances are in public. You know what I mean?
Yes.
My mom voice, it really resonates. A couple of aisles ago, we were at Michael's, and I'm not going to say which kid said this, but they said, "I remember when." They remember that same Michael's. They remember the spot.
That's good. That kind of memories help steer the direction of our children.
The
All
fear
right.
of the lioness.
6:47. We're coming right back.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Do you see what the holiday rush is done? Everybody rushing everywhere, and now someone just rushed into the side of my car here.
Yeah, but it looks like you just need a buff and some new paint.
What I need is a Christmas miracle. Can you fix this by the weekend?
Yes, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating a deadly fire in Citronelle. It happened on Robert Walker Road early Tuesday morning. A woman was found dead inside a burned-out mobile home. Her name has not been released. Friends of the woman say she had 2 dogs. One of them believed to have died in the fire. The other was badly burned and was taken to a vet by animal control officers for treatment. Investigators are not ruling out foul play as the cause of that fire. Foley police are investigating a stabbing. Last night, they were called to the Winn-Dixie on South McKenzie Street. They found a woman in a parking lot suffering from a stab wound. Police don't believe she was attacked or that whatever happened to her happened at the Winn-Dixie. After being taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center for treatment, the woman was life-flighted to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. No word on her condition. And an argument over a credit card led to a stabbing in Escambia County. It happened last night at the Sable Palm Mobile Home Park on Patricia Drive. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. injuries. A suspect described as a heavyset black woman. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
10 till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As the regular season winds down, the College Football Playoff Committee released the next to last set of playoff rankings before the postseason. Man, this season's flown by.
Yep.
And the top 10 teams remain mostly unchanged from last weekend. Number 1, Alabama. Number 2, Clemson. Number 3, Notre Dame. And number 4, Michigan all maintained their spots in the rankings. So if the season ended today, the committee would have Alabama and Michigan in one semifinal game and Clemson versus Notre Dame in the other semifinal. The first two teams outside of the playoff right now are the Georgia Bulldogs at number 5 and the Oklahoma Sooners at number 6. LSU is ranked 7th, followed by Washington State at number 8. And the UCF Golden Knights, they soundly beat a Cincinnati team that was in the rankings just last week, so that was enough for them to jump one spot ahead of number 10 ranked Ohio State. And number 9 in the rankings is the highest spot by a group of 5 member in the history of the College Football Playoff. As for the rest of the SEC, Florida is ranked 11th, Kentucky 15th, Mississippi State climbed 3 spots to number 18, and Texas A&M hopped back into the top 25 at number 22. There will be one more College Football Playoff rankings released before Selection Day. That'll come on December 2nd, the day after Conference Championship weekend. Future Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre announced his retirement on Tuesday morning. Beltre played 21 seasons, mostly with the Dodgers, Mariners, and Rangers. He also had one season with the Red Sox. Beltre was a 5-time Gold Glove winner, 4-time Silver Slugger, and 4-time All-Star. And the Auburn Tigers basketball team, well, they're in Hawaii for the Maui Invitational. Last night, they got a shot at the top team in the land. The number 8 ranked squad from Alabama could not take down number 1 Duke, losing 78-72 in the second round of the Maui tournament. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center accident, free conditions continue, but we do have a broke down vehicle. I-10 eastbound on the Bayway at the 34-mile marker. It's going to be in the right median. The ASAP trucks are there. Shouldn't be affecting traffic too much as you're heading over towards the Eastern Shore. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn with over 3 million Christmas lights in 15 scenes. Find your tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home. Magic Christmas and Lights, one of the nation's best outdoor light shows, is a Gulf Coast holiday tradition like no other. With more than 1,100 set pieces, 3 million lights, and 15 scenes on a walking tour throughout the 65-acre garden estate, it's guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly from 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Purchase tickets at bellingrath.org.
Don Perriman and the staff of Communication Technology Services in Chickasaw remind drivers that the shopping malls and retail business areas will be areas of congested traffic. Slow down as you approach. Be prepared to stop suddenly. Remember, always buckle up, keep your hands on the wheel, and never drink or text while driving. This holiday season, give the greatest gift of all, courtesy behind the wheel. This holiday safety tip provided by Don Perriman and the staff of Communication Technology Services in Chickasaw, participating in the Gulf Coast Holiday Safety Campaign.
654 FM Talk 106.5, and let the cooking begin. Hopefully the thawing has begun, you know, the turkey thaw. They went through all that stuff yesterday. I mean, we could rehash that, the whole, you know, how long do you, if you're going to do it in the refrigerator versus the cold water bath, you have to change out 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is like I come by and get a big cup of that.
What? Ooh, yeah.
And drink
it up.
You do not.
No, okay, I don't.
Don't try to gross people's
I'm just saying.
Stomach.
Just saying.
Tummocks out, as right. The kids say. Your tummock.
Yes, yes.
I unthawed the turkey yesterday.
All right, well, there you go. See, ahead of the game, ready to cook today. And also ready for headlines right now. Yeah. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you so much. Okay, listen to this story. Did you ever think that there would be a great day to steal from the offering box?
Yeah, I would think that would be on a day that didn't end in Y.
Okay, yeah. My sentiments exactly. Well, listen to this. Fairhope police say that they arrested a woman who stole money from an offering box inside of St. Lawrence Catholic Church. She's been identified as 43-year-old Gwen Marie Zanetti. So she turned herself in on Monday on theft and criminal mischief charges. Investigators say she was caught on camera leaving the church after she broke into a church offering box, which was nailed to a votive candle rack.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she meant it.
Yeah.
Several church members told police they saw the woman walking around the church gift shop prior to swiping the offering box. Now, no word
swipe
as to...
Swipe or no swiping.
Hey, no word yet as to how much money was in there. Do you err on the side of, okay, this makes me really mad because if you needed it, you should have asked? Or do you look at it as perhaps she's going through something and she just didn't know how to ask?
I don't know. We'll light a candle for her.
See, that was very good. You must have unthawed your turkey early. Let's head over to Florida because, you know, there were many communities that were impacted by Hurricane Michael. So this is great news as FEMA is right now looking for applicants for job openings, which are meant to be, quote, opportunities for survivors to help other survivors. FEMA says that they're looking for people with a general background in construction, project management, engineering, public works, or working with local governments. And the types of available jobs include public assistant site inspector and program delivery manager positions. Also, according to FEMA, most of these are temporary local hires. They are employed through a streamlined rather than a competitive process. A local hire's term of employment is about 120 days, but boy, is that a welcome relief to hear just before Thanksgiving. If you're interested or perhaps you have family or friends who are looking for jobs and they've been impacted by Hurricane Michael, just go to usajobs.gov. Again, this is for Florida. No comparable openings were listed here in Alabama, but that doesn't mean that that won't come down the pike. I'm very thankful to know that there's good people and there's more opportunities out there. All we have to do is not steal from the offering box, and we will be blessed.
Well said.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, hour number two of the Thanksgiving Eve edition of Mobile Mornings on the way. Plus, new survey found the 10 pieces of best pieces of advice people have received from their grandparents. We'll line those up coming up.